can be your reminder of the sun. The rains may come and not go. Don't worry, love, it'll help when the spring grows. Let me be a break in your clouds. Burn up the gray and dry you out. Let me be
That was Let Me Be from Can You Tell, the debut EP by Tyler Bart Fay, a singer-songwriter from Powell River. Tyler worked with three-time Juno Award-winning producer John Webster on this record, which was released last summer. I spoke with Tyler over Skype. Tyler, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you very much for having me.
Tell me a little bit about your early musical history. Did you grow up in a really musical family?
Yes and no in a lot of ways. My mom actually pursued music at university for flute, so I did have more of a predisposition towards more traditional instruments and coming up through middle school and high school band playing saxophone. We listened to a fair amount of music as far as car rides and at home went, but there was never necessarily an emphasis placed on that early on in my life because I was earlier more serious about pursuing track and field and did that throughout university. And it wasn't until kind of the second year that I picked up guitar and that became the new obsession.
Do you remember what the very first album or song was that you ever bought for yourself?
That's a very good question. I don't think I do. I remember the one I always listened to on repeat, and that was one of the big ones in the car, was I think it was Hell Freezes Over, and it was the Eagles live reunion tour, and I listened to that over and over again because I think we had maybe two CDs in the car, but I don't think I bought that one. That's a good question. I was just thinking back and I'm trying to figure that one out. I don't think I can remember that.
What sort of music were you listening to at the time when you really decided this was something you wanted to pursue yourself?
When I decided I wanted to pursue music, kind of the most I was listening to a lot of folk music at that time, and I think the catalyst of listening to more folk music was actually a John Mayer album called Born and Raised, which is one of his more folky albums, and that kind of, I think what I'd say is the major catalyst of me wanting to start to write songs and connect to people in that sense. And then that was when I really started to dig into some of his musical influences, which then kind of became some of my musical influences.
How do you approach your songwriting? Do your lyrics tend to inspire your music, or are you more likely to start with a hook or a riff?
Yeah, I tend to start on the guitar first. So I'll usually have a number of riffs or chord progressions kind of in my back pocket. And then when the mood hits, which is sometimes kind of almost like a journaling thing for me, for there to be inspiration of a song starting, then I'll usually have some sort of guitar progression already ready that would suit that mood and then piece it together like that.
Where do you draw the inspiration from for your lyrics? Are they likely to be something that arises from your own experiences, or do you tend to look elsewhere?
I tend to write more about my own personal experiences and use it as a way as an emotional outlet of sorts. I listen to a lot of storytelling music, but I don't tend to write a lot of that, although I've been doing more so of that lately. So for me, for sure, it's more of a personal experience and get things off my chest type of deal.
Have you ever had a song come to you so easily or so quickly that it almost felt like it fell into your lap like a gift?
Absolutely. A lot of my better songs and a lot of the ones I'm more proud of are the ones that I don't really remember the process of writing. And that's what I often strive for, strive to make from a creative environment perspective. A lot of which, and I'll use a loop pedal for guitar stuff, especially on writing verses. If I found a progression I really like, I'll just loop that progression quick and then I'm hands free and can just keep writing verses. And that's the way I found is often easiest to get into a stream of consciousness style of writing and just let things go. And oftentimes I didn't know what I was meaning or saying as I went, but it kind of all turns out.
You released your debut EP, Can You Tell, last summer. Is there a theme to the songs in that collection?
I wouldn't say there's a particular theme. The idea behind it on the EP, and with this being my debut EP, was to kind of put out basically five of the strongest songs I could, which tend to be single oriented. So I do have, I don't know, probably 40 or 50 songs in my catalog by now, but I went through and tried to actually go with variety to see what would most draw in listeners. Not necessarily to cater towards that in the future, but just to see where interests currently lie and then go from there for future releases.
You have a great video on YouTube for the lead single, She's the One. What can you tell me about that song?
Yeah, She's the One I wrote is almost a friend zone song. It was inspired by somebody I had feelings for and wasn't sure that they felt the same way. And I'm a person that on stage and in music, I have very little apprehensions to speaking my feelings, but in the actual real world, I have a very tough time communicating said things. And that was sort of my get myself the confidence to make a move of sorts. Yes.
Catch my eyes linger on you. Are you used to that by now? 'Cause a beauty like yours doesn't come round often, so it's sure to draw a crowd. So stems my fear like a rose afraid to blossom, even in your life. There could be anyone for you. Many saying what they could do. Can you tell how I feel? Can you see the words on the tip of my tongue? Was I right to conceal when I know she's the one? Do you notice when I'm trying too hard to try and make you smile? 'Cause to me there's nothing brighter in this whole wide world. That hidden grin of yours, but I can't tell you this. I'm afraid my words might miss. But all I wanna do is tie up to your shores, make your heart burn my home. She's. Tell how I She's the one. Oh, she's the one.